Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Husn al-Khulqi, the chapter on good character. Very, very important chapter, something that defines a person, what a person is, what the inside of a person is displayed by the person's character. قال الله تعالى وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily you are upon an exalted character, very, very high character. You've got a very, very high character. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character was of a different level, very, very high level. We are the ones that profess to claim, or we profess to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the way to get to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to follow him, and his character was of a very, very high level. وقال تعالى والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس. Allah Ta'ala says, and who swallows the anger and who forgive people. Allah Ta'ala is talking about the pious people, the people of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One of their qualities is that they swallow the anger. When they're extremely angry, then they don't vent that anger and act upon that anger, but rather they swallow the anger and they forgive people. So this anger, or this akhlaq, if you talk about it, anger is one part of bad akhlaq, if the anger is not placed in the right place. This is the beauty about akhlaq and good character, and spending time in the company of people that have knowledge about character, knowledge about akhlaq, is they'll teach us things. For example, here the hadith is speaking, or the ayat of the Quran is speaking about swallowing one's anger and forgiving people. So many times a person makes his dua that Allah Ta'ala take away this anger from me. Anger is a quality that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has put in a person for a reason. So the anger in itself is not a bad quality. The way the anger is expressed, the avenue that is expressed in against the person who is expressed, that now makes it good or it makes it bad. For example, it is the time of jihad and people have to strive in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. At that time a person says, no, I don't have any anger with me, I only have mercy in me. Now that is a sign of cowardice, where a person is supposed to express his bravery. Or there is some time people are being attacked, people are getting robbed on the street, and now he's got an opportunity to assist. But then he says, no, I swallow my anger and I don't fight with anybody. So now that is an act of cowardice. But anger in itself is something that is there put for a reason. But it's also a test. Are you going to use it at the right places? Are you going to use it in the wrong place? Somebody is burning the Quran Sharif in front of us. Somebody is trampling upon the Quran. Person doesn't have anger at that time. That's a sign of extreme weakness. The person is supposed to be getting upset that this is the kalam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and is being disrespected. So all this is taught to us by the people that understand. So therefore, one of the du'as or one of the avenues we should make is, Allah Ta'ala, give me the tawfiq of using the sifat that you have given me in the right avenues. So this is known as imala. One is imala and one is izala. Izala is to make dua that Allah Ta'ala takes something away and doesn't take it away completely. And imala means, oh Allah, that give me tawfiq of directing these qualities you've given me in the right place. For example, the quality of love. Quality of love is such a good quality to have. Person expresses it in the right place. He has love for his children. His love for his wife, he shows love to his parents. Now this is something that is desirable, something that is good. But a person shows that same love for a strange woman, now that becomes something that is undesirable. So what to put in which place, all form part of akhlaq. And we said that the akhlaq is a demonstration on the external of a person's internal. Under this ulama explained that we may think that this is something small, that the internal is not something that's really important. But this akhlaq actually shows what is on the external. An example they give is the ruh of a person. So long as that ruh, which is something that is internal, is in that body, then people love this person. People respect this person. They look up to the person. They honor the person. He is given such great respect because the ruh is there in the body. But the moment that ruh is now taken out of that body, the hands are still there, the eyes are still there, the brains are still there, the internal organs are still there, the person's feet are still there. But the same thing is no longer even called a person. It's now called a lash. It's called a corpse. The corpse is there, or the mayat is there. People don't even refer to the person by his name also. Where is the mayat? Is the mayat at the house? Or is the mayat leaving from the masjid? Now they start referring to the same person as a mayat, as a corpse, as a lash. no longer referred to by his name. All that happened was something internal was taken out from that person, and it makes such a big difference. Those children also that loved the person so much, how much of love they had, respect for their father. But now at the first instance that lash, that body wants to be taken out of that home, ghusl to be given quickly, kafan to be given quickly, and buried quickly. They don't want to keep that body there for a few days also. Well, only thing that happened was something internal was taken out. So ulama explained that it's not something small when you talk about something internal. It's something that affects a person in such great ways. So akhlaq is a thing like that. It affects the way a person conducts himself, the way he carries himself out. Although it's something to do with the internal, yet it affects the external to such an extent. There's so much to be discussed under akhlaq. But Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, the great mujaddid that he was, the great person that he was, personality, Allah Ta'ala had given him great ilm. He summarized good akhlaq in two words. Just two words. The whole chapter, that whole ocean of akhlaq, he summarized it in two words. Ta'ammul or tahammul. Ta'ammul means think before you do anything. Think what the end result is going to be. I'm doing something, what is the end result of my action? What is the end result of my words? What is the end result of the way I'm conducting myself? What am I going to achieve at the end of things? Think before you do anything. That is known as ta'ammul. And tahammul is bardash. That anybody tells me anything, anybody does anything against me, and now there's no reason for me to get upset and lose my cool and display bad akhlaq. At that time I must be tolerant. So two things. Think before you do anything, and tolerance. He said this sums up the whole of good akhlaq. Person, it doesn't matter where he is, whether he's with children, whether he's with his parents, whether he's with his staff, whether he's with his neighbors, or whether the community. Before he does anything, he thinks, what is going to be the outcome of my action? And if anybody does anything to him, the hammul, he makes bardashi, he's very, very tolerant. And this is the sum total of good akhlaq. May Allah Ta'ala give us this good akhlaq and the ability to bring akhlaq into our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.